Young men shall be blamed for their lewdness no more, since old men turn lechers at 64. A rich aged bricklayer paid well for his time, who in bawdy house was got twixt two whores at a time. Like a tumbler he sported with his couple of conies, till it cost him good store of broad pieces and guineas. Though a mason's near kin to a bricklayer's trade, yet they made him pay dear for his stones being laid. The jocular jilts with their collie made sport, and told him his trowel was inches too short. Like a tumbler he dallied with his couple of conies, till it cost him good store of broad pieces and guineas. By venturing on two, mighty courage was shown, since most that deal with them are worsted by one. They pleased the old fool with their canting and jeers. They told him he had nothing stood stiff but his ears. They hugged him and charmed him with the title of honey, till they got all his gold and the rest of his money. Sure the old man had never been made such a fool, had he kept within's compass or walked by his rule. For his dealing in stews he is served a right trick. He had ne'er had this loss had he kept to his brick. He must now drudge again like a foolish old Tony, to recover the loss of his gold and his money. Like true cunning jilts they enticed him to bed. His breeches and gold he laid under his head. But when he began at the old game to play, the other two's pockets soon found out the way. Thus they drilled by degrees every cross of his monies, full 40 broad pieces and 40 good guineas. The old man to please them took wonderful pains, till he tired his feeble, cold, impotent veins. Then drowsiness soon on his eyelids did creep, and charmed the poor weary old lecher to sleep. Now is the time for the jilts who were cronies to arise and rub off with his gold and his monies. They flipped out of bed and with silence got up, and carried off their booty as round as a hoop. When the old man awaked and found all was gone, he cried out, "Oh, my gold, good Lord, I'm undone!" He called up old Bellum and raved for his monies, but no tidings could have of broad pieces or guineas. He found 'twas to no purpose for to stay there, but homewards he went full of envy and care. Soon after he met with his ladies again, into Newgate he put them where now they remain, but has no manner of hopes to recover his monies. They will rather be flogged than return him his guineas.